Commodity Classics going on in San Antonio, Texas, and stopped by to visit with John Deere. And Kelby Krueger is with me now. And Kelby, you guys have just rolled out a new planner. You guys talked about it at the National Farm Machinery Show. Tell me again, what's the important part and how did you guys come up with this design?
Yes, we just rolled out our new ExactEmerge planter, and it controls the seed through the whole entire process from the meter, our new brush belt delivery system, and then places it in the bottom of the trench. Today, customers have seed tubes, which the seed has to depend on gravity. There's a lot of errors that can happen in rough conditions, and so the slower, the better. The slower you go, the better your seed placement. Well, that doesn't work very well when you have tight planting windows or when you got rainstorms coming. It's hard to go slow. So with ExactEmerge, we were able to break that link where you don't have to choose between accuracy and speed. You can choose both and be able to enable high-speed planting, accurate up to 10 miles an hour, because of that seed control and delivering it to the bottom of the trench.
So how did you guys come up with this design? I mean, it's pretty exciting. It's pretty advanced at this point. Where was the brain trust there?
So through high-speed video, we were able to start seeing where these errors were occurring with the seed. And we saw that the seed tube is not designed for high-speed planting, and it really degrades the performance. And so we knew that we had to control the seeds through that whole entire process. And with our brush belt, all the seeds in a release 2 inches above the bottom of the trench, all coming out of the same spot, matching whatever forward ground speed, giving that seed a dead drop in the bottom of that trench.
Now, I know there's been lots of testing, lots of field trials you guys have all done. Tell me a little bit about what you're seeing on actual usage.
So we've been actually running in customer fields productively for 3 years now. Last year, we had machines all the way across the Corn Belt. So being able to run in the no-till conditions, the tilled conditions, the customers in no-till actually benefited the most because those conditions are so rough, they have to go slow. Now, because you don't have to choose those rough conditions, all that matters is you got to have that needed ground contact to get that trench created. Let this brush belt do the rest of the work.
So I'm sure there's a lot of interest here at Commodity Classic, as there probably was at the National Farm Machinery Show. What are you hearing from growers?
Well, there is still, if you go 5 miles an hour for your whole entire farming operation for as many years as you've been farming, it's hard just to flip a switch to go to 10 miles an hour. So there's a lot of questions, and people are taking the time to come down here, try to understand how this system is work, because they understand how revolutionary it will be for their farming operation and what it will do for productivity per day during those tight planting windows.
Anything else they should know about stopping by to see John Deere this week or coming by and talking to their local retailer?
Well, with this, one thing was we were able to enable all this that I just talked about with an electric drive. So this is an all-electric planter. And with that, we rolled out a new monitoring system. The nice thing about this monitoring system is what you see on the screen and what you have in the ground have never been closer because of that seed control. But we've also rolled out other features like meter runoff. You can run these meters off right in the shed, do performance testing, and not have to take them off and have them performance tested by someone else. So it's got a lot more features than just discussed, and in the future, people will understand where they can apply all these benefits.
That's excellent. Well, thank you so much, Kelby. I'm Leah Guffey at Commodity Classic.